Jacksonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina South Carolina State Highway near the state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can also check in by APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by EchoLink node 545072. Any formal traffic for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB, 4NUE, you have an announcement, Mark.
4NUE, go ahead with your announcement.
This is KO4NUE, just want to let everybody on the net know that the club on field day had a total of 77 check-ins, 77 contacts, ranging from Canada all the way to South Carolina. And I personally would like to thank the leadership and the members who did set up field day. I know that was a lot of work and it was hot, but it was a good learning experience, and we tracked all of the contacts, total of 77. Thank you, Mark. Back to you, back to net.
W2MJB, thank you for that announcement. The Burrs Club received 77 check-ins ranging between Canada and South Carolina. That is really well. Not sure what some of the others did and how many stations they had, but it sounds like they had a good time there, the Burrs Club. One other announcement that my wife gave me to give, as the Monday night net controller this coming Monday night, I'll just read this here in honor of Ray Allison, K4SUG, for all he has done for the amateur radio and in memory of all the operators that have become silent keys this year. Again, we are trying to get 100 check-ins on Monday nights in the month of July. Spread the word to all your friends and fellow operators to check in into this net on Monday nights during the month of July and help us get 100 check-ins. As some of you probably remember, last July, in memory of Ray Allison, who passed away, I think, in June, a year ago, Wendy and Robert Martin worked on getting 100 check-ins as well, and I think they followed up on the last Monday, fill-in for Robert. Dave was actually able to get 100 check-ins that night, and he stayed on for quite a while to manage that, and he made it. So please tell all your families and friends, those who have licenses, to please check in. And while you're doing that, I'm sure that they would also enjoy some rank chew from some of you, remembering some of the good times with those who have become silent keys. So I think starting 4th of July, actually, that's the first Monday of the month, I think. 4th of July, they'll start doing that. So please check in with Anna and Wendy on Monday nights during the month. With that, that's all the announcements that I have. Unless there are other announcements, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. No other announcements listed or announced, so we will begin with the roll call portion of the net. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the reaction portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I would like to recognize the early check-in. First, we have K4XMR, Mel Prosperity, W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, and Fred brings along his wife Violet, and 4IEI. We have W2AMD, Andy in Simpson. Bentonville, and KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont. And I think this is Don's wife, Linda, KG4QLQ there in Piedmont. We have K4ROW, Richard in Greenville, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KN4MDA, John in Lyman, N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson, KO4CEF, Andrew in Inman, KB2BYQ, David in Easley, and W4CTW, Tyler in Taylors. Appreciate all them coming along and checking in through the feature there on the Brar's webpage, the early check-ins, and wish them a fantastic evening. With that, since we probably had a recent testing session, I'll go ahead and open it up and ask for any new hams out there. New hams only, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, saying there are no new hams out there tonight, so we'll go ahead and switch over and call for Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4RJN, John in Brown Summit. And John, I do have you down for a little rag chew at the end of the roll call portion of the net. Appreciate you sticking around. With that, that's all for Echolink stations right now, so we'll go ahead and move to the normal RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB for Net Control.
W2MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Greenville and we'll all be negative and negative.
Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray, Quebec. That's KA2AXQ. Ken and Pickens, I'll be negative and negative. Thank you, sir.
MJB. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Tell Miss Wendy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Appreciate you all checking in with me tonight, and y'all have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This W2MJB Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the second call for Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead and switch back, and there's a couple Echolink stations up, so we'll get those Echolink stations. Echolink stations only, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, good evening, Mark. If you would check in, KA4, PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Mark, and yourself on the net. No traffic, no queue, and do be sure and tell me 20, I say hello.
This is Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. The name here is Richard. I'm also checking in my wife, Sally, Kilo Alpha 4, Juliet Charlie Alpha. Again, her name is Sally. And my daughter, Ashley, Kilo Alpha 4, Alpha Charlie Lima, Ashley. We're all from Simpsonville. No traffic in and out.
This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing the following Echolink check-ins. First, we have KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Thanks for checking in, Stephen, and have a great evening. Next, we have KA4JCA, Richard in Simpsonville. And Richard brings along his wife, Sally, KA4JCA, and his daughter, Ms. Ashley, KA4ACL. Thanks for checking in tonight, Richard, and I appreciate you coming along. I was just thinking as I was logging into the computer, just thinking if you were going to check in tonight, and I'm glad you did. So I appreciate you coming along and checking in and wishing you all the best. With that, that's it for the Echolink stations for the time being. So we will go ahead and move to Echo Through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Recheck Mark, KA4PQA.
KA4PQA, recheck. Go ahead, Stephen.
Affirmative, Mark. I just wanted to see if you copied the check to be sure and tell Miss Wendy that I say hello for me.
Richard, it's either my hard of hearing. You kind of sound like you're in a little bit of a tunnel on the Echo Lake. Can you repeat that, please?
Mark, I was wondering if you copied me asking you to tell Miss Wendy that I say hello to A4PQA.
No, I did not copy that on your first transmission, but I will let her know that you say hello, and I'm sure she says hello back to you, Richard. Thank you for that, and I'll let her know you said hello. Anything else, Stephen?
Negative, Mark, that's it. I just wanted to be sure that you copied that back in Net Control.
KA4PQA, this is W2MJB. Yes, affirmative. I did copy that, and I will let her know. But thank you. With that, one more call for check-ins in the Echo Through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Easter 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling it.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4HKX, Patrick there in Penrose, who is in and out tonight. Thanks for checking in tonight, Patrick, and have a great evening. Also, before I forget to recognize my wife, that's KN4HTP Wendy, sitting in the other room. I'll recognize her so that I don't get into trouble after the net is over. With that, that's it for Echo Through Hotel, so we'll move to India Through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Thanks.
check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4 JKV, this is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment.
JB, please check in. Steve Inman, KE4IR, Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo. I'm in Inman. I'll be negative and negative, Mark.
JB.
Mark?
Hello, Wendy.
Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark is in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, do have a good night. 7-3.
To NJB. I-O-Z-I. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
MJB. Lynette, please check in. Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo. K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a good group of check-ins on India through Lima. First off, we have KK4JFO, James. They're in Tuxedo, North Carolina. KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville. And KE4IR, Steve in Inman. KK4JBQ, Larry, they're in Greer, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thanks for checking in, Larry, bringing Donna along. Please say hello to Donna from the net. We appreciate you bringing her along with you each night. We have KI4LZI, Andy, in Table Rock. And lastly, we have K4LWE, Larry, in Piedmont. Thank you all for checking in tonight. Have a fantastic evening. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, recheck mark for audio check.
4PQA, go ahead with your recheck.
Mark, I did check into my sound settings, and Mark, you should be able to hear me much better now, but because I discovered what the issue was and corrected it, so you should be able to hear me much better now. And since you always do ask about my wife, so my wife is doing good tonight, Mark.
For the recheck, Stephen, yes, you do sound a lot better. You don't sound like you're in a tunnel, so good find on your settings, and I'm glad to hear your wife is doing well. Tell her hello from us on the net.
Affirmative, Mark. I appreciate the break. I just wanted to recheck, Mark, and let you know that I had got the problem issue fixed, and that I had got everything back to where you could hear me. And with that, Mark, I'll turn it back over to you and Ed.
That's great, Stephen. Thank you. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the second call for India through Lima, so we'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or net control.
JB. JB, this is KO4NUE. I think you may already have me checked in, Mark, but please check in my wife as well. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. And Mark, I'll hang around and talk with you for a few minutes tonight, sir.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over here in Piedmont tonight. Send with you, Mark, Miss Winnie, and all that be negative and negative.
This W2MJB net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4OIM, Walt in Inman. Thanks for checking in tonight, Walt. It's good to hear you on the radio. Hopefully all is well with you, and appreciate you checking in. And have a great evening, and take care of yourself, and be safe. Next, I have KO4NUE, Chad in Campobello, and he brings along his wife, Anna, KO4RYP. Thanks for checking in, Chad. I should have asked you that when you called in with your announcement to see if you wanted me to check you in at the time, but I failed to do that. So appreciate you sticking around and checking in with me later on. And I do have you down for a little rag chew after John. And let's see. Lastly, we have KO4NNH, Fred in Piedmont. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Fred. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB for net control.
MJB? Please check in your neighbor over here in Fountain Inn. Be Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Kevin. Locations, Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative, 73 at Ute, and everybody on deck.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4UBG. Kevin, there in Fountain Inn. Hello, neighbor. Thanks for checking in, and have a great evening. Looks like that's it for the Mike through Papa group, so we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB for net control.
Check in Kilo Juliet 4, Tango, India, Quebec. KJ4 TIQ, Philip of Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
2MJB. Again, KO4 QLD. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. Chris, I'm in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
MJB. In November 4, Quebec, November, Victor, and for QNV, Brian in Greer, I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing for TIQ, Philip and Easley. We have KO4, QLG, Chris in Liberty, and N4KNV. Excuse me, let me repeat that. N4QNV, Brian and Greer. I'd like to thank you all for checking in tonight, and have a great evening, and come back again tomorrow. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB for net control. W2MJB net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the second call for Quebec through Tango, so we'll move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4. India, Lima, India, both named Mary, 73. Thanks for calling in tonight, Mark.
MJB. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November. K4VKN. This is Alan, and I'm in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango, KO4YKT, Mark and Inman, be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KX4YM, Scott in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Scott, bringing your wife and daughter along. That is Mary, his wife, KO4ACD. And his daughter, Mary, KO4ILI. Have a great evening, Scott. Thanks for checking in. And hopefully you have a wonderful evening with your family tonight. Next we have K4VKN, Alan in Piedmont. And lastly, KO4YKT, Mark in Inman. Appreciate y'all checking in tonight, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, please check in. KN4VWA, Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
Oscar Echo, W4IOE, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Mark. Hope you and Wendy are well, and good evening to you and Wendy and all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KB, Mark, Wendy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Wendy and all on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing W4IOE, Sid, in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Sid, and Wendy and I are doing great. And thanks for asking. Next, we have our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS, Gary in Easley, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JLY. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Gary, and looking forward to your net this Wednesday. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the second call for Alpha through Zulu, so we'll go ahead and close the formal portion of the net. Appreciate all of you checking in tonight. All of you wishing to do so, you may secure your stations, or you can stick around and listen to the RAG Tube, which is pretty entertaining with John's information about our solar system and astronomy. And then after that, we've got Chad. So if you wish to secure your stations, please do so, and we'll begin the RAG Tube portion now. KN4RJN, John, what do you have on your mind tonight?
This is KN4RJN. My best to Wendy, if she's listening. The only thing coming up for the rest of June that anybody could actually see, and you probably need a telescope to see it, is on Tuesday in the pre-dawn hours, on June 28th, Neptune will go into retrograde motion, and it'll appear to move backwards from the way it normally happens, and that's because we're passing it, not it passing us. And that will and that will occur. It will slow to a stop on Tuesday and then start moving backwards, and that will continue to move westward in a retrograde loop that will last until early December. So if you get a chance and you have a scope, then you can find Neptune. It's a faint blue disk that will be observable only with a telescope in the southern sky between about 2 and 4 a.m. local time, and that will occur up until early December. So if you get a chance, I'm not going to see it. Well, I can't see anything tonight. It's cloudy up here. But sometime between now and December, you might have some clear skies and be able to observe it. Other than that, let's see. There's a new moon on Wednesday, June 28th, so no moon at all. And if you have a scope, and even if you don't, and you have clear skies, there will be no moon to wash out the sky. You should be able to see quite a bit.
W2MJB. Yeah, I, when I walk the dog in the morning, because the sun comes up so early, it starts to bleed out the eastern horizon, you know, at 5:15. So, but I do enjoy looking up and seeing all the planets in a row. And Thursday, I think our plant's shutting down for Thursday and Friday, and then through, of course, the holidays. So I think this weekend we're going to, Wendy's probably going to stay up, and I'll get up early and we'll get the scope out and take a look at some of those planets and see what they look like, see if we can see the moons around Jupiter. I've been wanting to get that out there and do that, but since I have to go to bed early and get up early, it's been kind of tough. And last night, or this weekend, pretty much all weekend, it's been cloudy down here, so we haven't been able to see too much. Over.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, it's been pretty lousy conditions up here as well. And unfortunately, my view of the eastern sky is a whole lot of trees. And low in the eastern sky, by the time the planets get up high enough that they clear the tree line, it's already daylight. So it's like I can't actually see that unless I go out in the country somewhere and drag the scope with me, or drag anything with me, but. But yeah, on a clear night, it's nice to just sit out and even with just a pair of binoculars and look, the Milky Way is showing up in the eastern sky in the pre-dawn hours as well, and I can't observe much of that either because of the tree line, but a little bit of it gets over the tree line. So in clear skies, I can see some of that. I got a fair amount of light pollution down here, but I can make out some of it.
W2MJB. Yeah, I think we can see, I'm assuming it's Jupiter and Saturn and then Mars, I think, which is the brighter one, more down on the horizon, and anything lower than that and further east, it starts to get washed out with the rising sun. So we'll have to try to find a little bit higher elevation to go to and see if we can spot something. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of high spots around here, unless we go west and hit a mountain or so, but since the drive-ups are, I think, probably national parks or state parks, they may kick us out and not let us enter and have it closed off. But looking forward to using that scope that we got from you, and it'll be a fun thing to do. It's been sitting in the living room, requesting Wendy to get a sheet put over it so it doesn't collect too much dust while we're waiting to get out there to take a look in the sky. Over.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, I haven't bought the scope I want just yet. I've still got the smaller one, and it's sitting in the next to the breakfast table, ready to take it out on the deck whenever the skies clear out. But that hasn't happened here recently, so. Yeah, I understand where you're at. But anyway, give my best to Wendy, and I'll say 73s and back on out of here, and you all have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4RJN, W2MJB, thank you for the information about solar system and astronomy, and we'll keep an eye out and see if we can see the planet going backwards. Don't know what that looks like since we're probably moving slow enough that we really can't see it, but maybe on the software that we have, Stellarium, that we'll be able to see it on there, at least digitized. So have a wonderful evening, John, and thanks for the rag chew, and say hello to Karen for us. And have a wonderful evening. Okay, let's break for a second. Call for any check-ins. Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha. Please call W2MJB or net control.
November 1, X-ray Romeo, Romeo. My name is Michael. I'm mobile in Toccoa, Georgia, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
This is W2MJB, net control to Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing November 1. Let me start over. N1XX, I'm really messing up tonight. N1XRR. Michael, they're mobile in Toccoa. Thanks for checking in tonight, Michael. Stay safe. Watch out for the other drivers and keep all four wheels on the pavement. And I appreciate you checking in tonight with us. With that, that's all the check-ins right now, so we'll go back to RAC 2. KO4NUE, Chad, what's on your mind tonight?
KO4NUE, hello Mark and Miss Wendy and everybody on that. I'm just going to drop by for a couple minutes and say that word has it out on the street that you are a fine woodworker, and I'm just going to swing by and see if that was correct.
I don't know if I would call myself fine woodworker, but I dabble in it, and my woodworking skills have improved since I was living in Indiana. Took a couple classes there at the Mark Adams School of Woodworking that was south of Indianapolis, and I think the one class that probably made the biggest impact on my abilities was the joinery class, learning to join wood together and make the cuts exact and fine. And I think after that, a lot of my joints on woodworking has greatly improved. So I dabble. Unfortunately, I don't do as much as I would like to do, but I tinker at it anyway. Making a few bookshelves for my wife, and I got a bed to make, and a clock for a friend, and out of some wood. So I dabble in it, but I'm not an expert, unfortunately. I wish I could make money at it, but I'd have to quit my job to do so. And unfortunately, that's what pays the insurance bill. Over.
I've got a bunch of woodworking tools out here. When Anna and I first married, I got pretty heavily into woodworking stuff. And bought a sawmill. I've got a stationary mill out here at the farm. And we were going to build the house out of lumber we cut off of the farm. But kids, you know, we started having children, and we had that kind of hurry up. So. We did, however, spend, I don't know, a couple of months arguing with Spartanburg County about, you know, span charts for sawmill lumber. You know, wood will only span so far, and that has to meet a code, and it has to be inspected and all that kind of stuff. But we eventually just gave up because, you know, like I said, we started having children, but I do take some of the wood that I kind of collect and have built some furniture inside the house with it. I do enjoy it, but I just you told me that you were a woodworker and sent me some pictures of some cabinets you built, so just gonna sit by and talk with you for a few minutes about that.
Yeah, I work with a couple guys that one's gone on his own. Well, he hasn't quit yet, but he's been filling up his wood sale business, M Squared Lumber, there in Lawrence County. And then another colleague that wanted to get into it, but the county won't let him put his business in his neighborhood. I guess he's just inside the residential subdivision, even though it's kind of out in the county, so he's not able to do it. But yeah, it's kind of nice to see wood. I always kind of have a heartache when I see wood going into the fireplace, especially if it's, you know, the nice big trunks and stuff. But, you know, I understand the branches going into firewood because a lot of that's got some unusual stresses and strains on it from hanging horizontally or at some angle other than vertical. And so, you know, it'll typically bow and twist all over the place. But what kind of woodworking tools did you collect before you started doing your engine work?
KL4NUE. Well, I guess the woodworking kind of led into the machine shop, I guess, years ago. But I've got two 13-inch planes and a big joiner. I can't remember how big the table is on that thing. I want to say it's, don't quote me on this, but I think it's pretty close to three feet. It's a big delta. And, you know, any kind of hand tool, if you can, you know, do anything with wood with a hand tool, I've got some pretty good record planes. I've got a lot of tools from, Veritas, I think. Veritas, I'm not sure how to pronounce that. But I guess what started it was when I got married, my dad handed off to me my great-grandfather's woodworking toolbox. And it had a lot of his hand tools in it. And I guess that just kind of got me started to, you know, to be able to hold a tool in your hand that, you know, your great-grandfather, you know, built his family with. That's, you know, to me, that's putting something into the wood. I know that sounds crazy, but it's just an amazing feeling, I guess, to hold things like that in your hand and make something happen with it.
KL4NUE W2MJB. Yeah, I agree. I got into it when I, you know, well, my grandfather was a carpenter. I know my dad and my mom would buy me a little box of nails, and I'd pound the nails into the block of wood that they gave me until all there was on the outside of the wood was metal nail heads, and covered pretty much the whole wood with nails. And he did carpentry work, building some cabinets in our house and stuff, and I don't know if that's where it came from or where it came from, my interest in woodworking. But I pretty much did work woodworking through junior high school and high school, and then really didn't do much after that until I got older and started living, or I got married, was living in Indiana, and that's kind of where I mostly got back into it. But yeah, I think you're right. You know, the power tools are great. Make it a lot easier to get your wood flat and square a lot faster with a lot less energy. But a few times I've used a hand plane, and, you know, when it's set right by somebody who's knowledgeable, when I used it, taking that hand plane and running it down the side of a board, or actually it was sharp enough that you could pretty much go across the end grain of a piece of wood and slice off a little sliver of that to where you could actually see through the, you know, the cellular structure of the wood on the end grain. And there's just a feeling of that plane slicing through that wood that you just don't get any other way other than using that kind of tool. So there is something to be said about using hand tools versus all the power tools all the time. Over.
Yeah, well, like I said, I've got great-grandfathers. Well, I think one of the most valuable to me tools that was in his toolbox
is a 2 foot Freeman square. And it's unusually thick. It's an eighth of an inch thick. And it has some very unusual markings on it. You know, they make Freeman squares with all different types of trig functions on it. If you know how to read them, they are pretty amazing tools. And but this one is it has trig formulas for determining, not formulas, but trig tables for determining the amount of board footage in a certain size tree. And it's stamped on the heel of the Freeman square. And I keep it down there in the woodworking shop. And, if I go harvest a tree or something, it makes it pretty easy to try to determine, you know, your board footage. But, you can see where the heel and the tang meet in that corner where he's taken a center punch and adjusted the squareness of the square over time. If you're that picky with a tool, that tells me you're pretty skilled with it. So, just something that I kind of cherish.
KO4NUE W2MJB. Yeah, I understand. My grandfather that was a carpenter down in the basement of my grandmother's house had an old coal furnace that was fed by a hopper and an auger, and down there was a coal bins. But I think when I was, I don't know, probably 8 or 9 years old, they converted it over to natural gas. They ran a gas line down the county road, and down there in one of the coal bins in the basement was my grandfather's old wood toolbox, you know, the ones you see with the like a stick handle that's kind of open at the top. And in there, unfortunately, the basement had flooded a little bit, and so he had some old, actually not old, but he had some bracing bits and brace and some other tools. So they being down there, I snagged them and hauled them home with me because I didn't know what was going to happen to them. And then my mom had collected an older miter saw, you know, with the actual saw that he had, and I used that a few times when I was a kid, and then my uncle came and got it and never saw it again. But I very seldom use a power miter saw. Even though I have one, I use it very seldom because it's not accurate enough to cut miters, which, you know, people go out there and buy the miter saw thinking they're going to be able to cut the perfect 45 degree angle or 30 degree angle or whatever, but they are not very accurate. And it's better to do on a table saw with a sled than to use a miter saw. Over.
4NUE with W2MJB. So, yeah, you're right. That my wife, I've had to do a lot of projects for her over the years, and most of them kind of picture frames and, you know, things like that. And getting the miters right is, you know, it's not that big of a deal if it's on, you know, plain wood, because you can always mix, you know, sawdust up with the glue and, you know, pack it in the joint. And by the time you get it sanded, it looks decent, you know. But she likes this old stuff, you know. She's always having me take boards off of old family barn or something that's, you know, got a lot of weathering on it, and, you know, make this or make that. And, you know, you can't really pack that full of sawdust and glue. You just have to kind of be, you know, kind of right on it. And that's kind of really hard to do. And you are right. Today's miter saws, they're close, but nothing like nothing like they need to be. There's always some kind of gap in there. That's just really aggravating if you want to know the truth.
KO4NUAW2MJB. Yeah, I think, you know, people who were machinists or have a machining background that are doing woodworking, I think probably struggle more than people who don't, because, you know, when you're down dealing with thousands and tenths of thousands of an inch on tolerances and stuff, and you're used to working with material, even though, you know, metal is not, you know, rock solid, stable. It changes. It has growth due to heat, expansion, and contraction and stuff. But it's nothing. It doesn't move anything like wood generally does. That I find myself trying to get it perfect, where, you know, from that machining background that I have. So, unfortunately, just can't get it. So you have to always make do with what you can get.
And then, you know, it changes. The wood swells and or grows and shrinks depending on, you know, the seasons and all. I mean, you can dry it all you want, but it still kind of fluctuates. I built a kitchen table off of a tree that came off of great-grandmother's place, and that's our family table. And did not quarter saw the lumber. It's plain sawn, and which, you know, that's she likes character, Anna, you know, and I like things to be, you know, dress right dress, but not holes and dents and dings. She just kind of, you know, likes that. So we made the decision to use plain sawn for the tabletop. And it moves with the seasons. You know, there's a gap that opens up. You know, you don't want a gap between the boards on a kitchen table, because you don't always get stuff in the gap. But we wait till summertime when the air conditioner's on, and just kind of opens the gap up a little bit so we can get in there and clean it out. But, you know, when wintertime comes and it's rainy outside, it swells like closed. So, and you're right, I really struggle with that, being a machinist, because it's, you're never going to get it right, because it's just not stable, as stable as metal, you know, especially with the seasons.
For NUAW2MJB, yeah, sometimes it's frustrating when you flatten a board and you plane it on the other side to where it's not rocking around and moving around, and you bring it home and you leave it for a day or two, and you go out there and it's kind of twisted a little bit. But one thing I learned is you plane it down a little bit, you know, put it in your house, let it stabilize within the humidity or the environment that's going to exist in, and then you can plane it down and let it sit for a few days, and then do some more. Just take, instead of going from, you know, an inch and a quarter or an inch down to three quarters of an inch, you take a little bit off, let it relieve a little bit, take a little more off, let it relieve a little bit. And by the time you get done, it stays pretty flat. I have some walnut pieces that I probably planed down to about a quarter inch thick, probably about 4 years ago, to make a box, a fret box out of, and haven't ever gotten around to it yet, but it's been sitting there kind of stacked, and that's what I did. I planed it down, or I resawed it, and then just jointed it, flattened it, planed it a little bit at a time, and it stayed pretty flat, so I was pretty impressed that walnut flattened out, stayed flat. But that's the skill part, the knowledge part. It's like a friend of mine said, somebody came and asked him to teach her how to play the piano, and when she tried, it wasn't as easy as she thought it was going to be by watching and listening to him do it. And it's like, you know, you can't take 20 years of experience and have somebody learn it, you know, in a couple hours. And I think that's the way it is with everything, you know, being machinist or woodworking or whatever it may be. You know, there's a certain period that it takes to learn and develop that set of skills and knowledge to be able to do it well.